So the epistle for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Brethren, such confidence we have through Christ towards God, not that we are sufficient to think anything of ourselves as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also hath made us fit ministers of the New Testament, not in the letter, but in the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit quickeneth. Now if the ministration of death, engraven with letters upon stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses, for the glory of his countenance, which is made void, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather in glory? For if the ministration of the condemnation be glory, much more the ministration of justice aboundeth in glory. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 10. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see the things which you see. For I say to you that many prophets and kings have desired to see the things that you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things that you hear and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, tempting him, saying, 'Master, what must I do to possess eternal life?' But he said to him, 'What is written in the law? How readest thou?' He answering said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.' And he said to him, 'Thou hast answered rightly. This do, and thou shalt live.' But he, willing to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' And Jesus answering said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the robbers, who also stripped him, and having wounded him, went away, leaving him half dead. And it chanced that a certain priest went down the same way, and seeing him, passed by. In like manner also a Levite, while he was near the place, and saw him pass by. But a certain Samaritan, being on his journey, came near him, and seeing him, was moved with compassion. And going up to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and setting him upon his own beast, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 pence, and gave to the host, and said, "Take care of him, and whatsoever thou shalt spend over and above, I at my return will repay thee." Which of these three, in thy opinion, was neighbor to him that fell among robbers? But he said, "He that showed mercy to him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do in like manner." Please be seated. Master, what must I do to possess eternal life? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Father, dear religious, dear faithful. And so in today's gospel account, we have our Lord Jesus Christ giving one the famous parable of the Good Samaritan. This parable that obviously, yes, we're very familiar with, even tries to instruct us and try to help us to see, you know, one, the generosity that we should have towards all those that are around us, our neighbor. But it's interesting to see why our Lord gave that parable. One, it was because of the question of the lawyer. The lawyer that was trying to tempt God, trying to ask him. And so it's interesting to see how our Lord then responded to this man. Because when he asks, "What must I do to possess eternal life?" referring to our Lord as Master. But as it says in the gospel account, we see that he was trying to tempt our Lord. So whether he considered him truly the Master or not was his way of trying to get his question answered. And then asking our Lord, "So what must I do to possess eternal life? You know, what will it take for me?" And that is where our Lord just responds back to him, "Well, what have you read? You know, what have you seen in the law that would answer your own question for you?" And so he's able to respond back. For him, he's able to give back the exact answer that's, yes, is written. The two great commandments that our Lord gives to us. Because we can see with the two great commandments, they are the Ten Commandments, just broken up into the 2 points. And obviously we know that the first three are related to Almighty God, and then the 4th through 10th are related to our neighbor, those that are around us. So our Lord sums it up for him in these two great commandments. And so from that, even though he's able to answer that, he even goes further. You know, then how can you explain who is my neighbor then? Again, trying to question our Lord and trying to see. So our Lord, that's why he gives the whole idea of the Good Samaritan. Of taking care of our neighbor. But we see again with that, the whole idea of that stems from the fact of loving God. Because we would do things for our neighbor, do things for those that are around us because of our love of God. And so that's where we can see ultimately it all stems from the fact of truly our love of God. And that is how we will then get to heaven. I mean, how much do we love God? And that is where all of our actions must stem from that love of God. I mean, that's why I even mentioned to you with the pilgrimage and different things. I mean, if the pilgrimage we do with a good spirit, if we do it for truly for the love of God, that is where we will gain the graces from it. And that is why in whatever capacity that we can help with, if we're doing it for that purpose, God will be pleased. And so that is why then when we see when our Lord explains through the law, when he explains to us very clearly then, how must our actions be toward God? They must be containing our whole life. Our heart, our mind, our soul, our whole being, everything is given to God. And it is through that giving of to God that is where then we will gain the graces to help us, to sanctify our soul, to bring us toward heaven. And that is something that we must try to see. We must try to examine with our own souls. Do our actions follow that? Is it something for us that we understand that? That we give these things to God? And so, yes, we've just come off the pilgrimage. We've had this opportunity to think and to pray and to recollect ourselves. Then we had the fitting grace of obviously finishing the pilgrimage with a first mass, having all of these opportunities for grace. And as I mentioned too, the opportunity for the plenary indulgence, the things that are offered to us that we can gain. And so that helps us to see how much that God is willing to do for us. But there has to be also from us some work toward that. In order to gain those graces, in order to be pleasing to God. And that is why then when we say it encompasses our whole being of a love of God. Because the question can be asked, well, how? You know, how do we show that love of God? It is through our actions. It is seeing that God is ultimately our happiness. He's our beatitude. And so everything must stem toward God. And everything must be given toward God. And so that's where we can offer our lives, we can offer everything that we do, our actions, for that one purpose. And that is what will be pleasing to Almighty God. That is how we will be able to follow this. What we can see from this lawyer, yes, he knows it by what it says. But by our Lord having to give that example of the Good Samaritan, the whole parable of that, he obviously doesn't understand it. He knows what's written, but he hasn't put it into practice. That is why it is much more important for us than to live our faith, than just to, in a sense, just to know it. We can read all the books we want, we can have all the knowledge that we want, but if we don't put it into practice, what good is it? If anything, it'll be more to our judgment by having all of this knowledge and then never putting it into practice. And so that is why then for us, truly, all of our actions must stem from a love of God. We must strive for that. We must build toward that. And then, yes, obviously we can gain a greater knowledge and a greater love for God by the more that we study, the more that we read, the more that we do. Yes, very clearly. But we have to understand that. It's not simply knowing all of the facts. It's something more than that. It is putting it into practice. And that's where we see a lot of times with the saints. Maybe they didn't have the greatest knowledge in the world. I mean, you think of someone like St. John Vianney, the saint, you know, that is given over to being the patron of parish priest. He had a hard time with Latin. He had a hard time with the studies. But yet you see how God used that instrument then to sanctify all the souls that were entrusted to his care. Or a Saint Bernadette, you know, one that was ignorant of a lot of things, and yet she received the visions of Our Lady. But it's because they had such a great love for God. It did encompass them. And that is what we must strive for. So as I say, coming off of the pilgrimage, let us have that understanding. And that's why I stress the fact of the pilgrimage being done with the spirit of doing it for the glory of God. Doing it for the love of God. It's not some physical feat that we want to just try to see if we can get through or whatever. It's not about that. It is about trying to take all of our actions and then offering them up for the glory of God. And that is why you have a saint like St. Ignatius of Loyola that his motto became, all for the glory of God. Everything that we try to do it for God's glory, offering it to him. And you see that constantly with the saints that do, they grasp that, they understand that. And a lot of times to us, yes, we don't. We may not understand that. We wonder how. But if we realize that God is our beatitude, if that is where we are heading, if that is where our happiness will be, then we just have to try to understand and to focus on the fact of our daily duty, our daily life, the things that we do each day can be given to God, can be offered to him. It sounds simple. It sounds almost too simplex for us that there's got to be something greater than this. But that is the message that is given to us, to love God above all things, and then even, yes, to love our neighbor for the love of God. Those are the two great commandments that God gives to us. That is the understanding that God gives. Is what our Lord was trying to say, and that's why he gives, yes, the whole example of the Good Samaritan. Of how the ones that are expected to try to get show charity to him don't. And the outsider is the only one that does. And he does it because, for him, he obviously sees then the image of God in the person. And that's why he wants to help them. And so that is what we must try to understand in our lives. If we want to get to heaven, that is the path. If we want to truly understand these things, it's not just about studying all the things and having all the knowledge in the world. Because if we don't put it into practice, it means nothing. And so more importantly, it is how do we illustrate and show our love for God? That is what is more important for us. And so that's why for us to understand, you know, what must we do in order to gain eternal life? Well, yes, it's to love God above all things. It is to give to Almighty God everything. Everything in our lives. And so I encourage you to think and to pray about that. If you had a chance to accompany us on the pilgrimage, and we had the time to recollect in the prayers and the meditations, you know, having the religious there, the example that is given, Father Boyle obviously was only able to do 1.5 days basically, but still his example that he gives and the leadership and trying to help us to meditate and to think about the graces that we can gain, all that is offered to us that God gives. And yes, it's all in those just 2 days that we try to do. But it's because we try to give it for the glory of God. We try to offer it to him. And when we understand that, that is how we will make progress in the spiritual life. But until then, we won't, because we don't understand that aspect of it. So as I say, pray for these graces. Truly pray for these graces that, obviously, that it will affect our souls and affect us to give all for the glory of God. And that we can follow the example of the saints, and as St. Ignatius says, to do all for the glory of God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.